Fast solutions sound appealing, but breathing better isn't about a stopwatch. At Ohio ENT and Allergy Physicians, treatment decisions aren't rushed or limited to one approach. Every patient receives a comprehensive sinus evaluation and a plan tailored to their specific anatomy and symptoms. Some conditions can be treated in office. Others require more advanced care. And Ohio ENT and Allergy Physicians is equipped for all of it. If you're ready for thoughtful, physician-led sinus care, schedule your appointment today at ohioentandallergy.com.
Good morning and welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we are on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Clenham Radio, Bato Gaskia FM Tachiman, and Radio Wa in Wa. Get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, NDC demands immediate resignation of Attorney General Godfred Dame for witness tampering in a case against minority leader Atuforsen. Details as they ask the General Legal Counsel to begin disciplinary sanctions against him.
Godfred Dame for bringing the high office of the Attorney General and Minister of Justice into disrepute.
While the governing New Patriotic Party believes the evidence adduced by the NDC is a calculated attempt to discredit the AG.
The AG will not resign. He will continue to remain witty, resolute, and focused in the delivery of his work, as he does always.
We'll also tell you about the Speaker of Parliament giving former Special Prosecutor Martin Amidou a 7-day ultimatum to apologize for malicious publication or face the consequences. We have details of the Speaker's statement. Daryl, what's in business?
Hannah, government makes significant progress towards signing of debt restructuring agreement with bilateral creditors. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
An outpouring of grief and tears as 3-year-old boy killed by a car reportedly driven by actor Kojo in Kansa Luweng is buried. We'll bring you details as pressure piles on police to fast-track investigations into the matter.
The mother fainted upon hearing the news and gained consciousness after a while.
Thank you for joining us. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible journalism. I am Hannah Odame with the details. The National Democratic Congress is demanding the resignation or dismissal of the Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Godfred Dame, for allegedly violating regulations governing legal practice. This stems from an allegation made by Richard Jakpa, an accused person standing trial alongside Dr. Kes Olatuforsen for allegedly causing financial loss of $2.37 million to the state in an ambulance deal. Mr. Jakpa claimed in court that Godfred Dame had repeatedly sought his assistance to implicate Dr. Kes Olatuforsen in the ongoing trial. National Chairman of the NDC, Johnson Asiedu Nketiah, at a press conference where a secret recording of the AG and Richard Jakpa was played, warned if the president does not heed their demand, a future NDC government would take action.
Or dismissal of Godfred Dame for bringing the high office of the Attorney General and Minister of Justice into disrepute and public opprobrium. Two, the immediate prosecution of Godfred Dame for multiple violations of the laws of Ghana. We wish to make it clear that should President Akufo-Addo refuse or fail to prosecute him, a future NDC government will prosecute Godfred Dame.
Lecturer at the University of Ghana School of Law, Professor Kojo Apiejetua, says the Attorney General should not only resign but must render an unqualified apology to the public to restore confidence in the office that he occupies.
I think the most honorable thing is for the Attorney General to resign and to make public apology to Ghanaians that what he did was wrong. He has realized it's wrong and he's apologizing. If that doesn't come forth, the president should dismiss him from the office, should leave him of his position so that the integrity of that office can be preserved. At least the image, the tainted image, can be corrected in some way or the other.
But as a new conference, the new Patriotic Party dismissed calls for the Attorney General to resign. Let's hear from Chairman of the MPP's Legal Committee, Frank Davis.
The calls for the resignation of the Attorney General is misplaced, unwarranted, and this will not put any spokes in the prosecution of Kessel and Tofosin and his associates. Ladies and gentlemen, the call for the resignation of the Attorney General coming from the MPC is very, very rich. The NDC calling on the Attorney General to resign from office. That is rich Ghanaians. The AG will not resign. He will continue to remain witty, resolute, and focused in the delivery of his work, as he does always.
Well, Frank David says the audio referenced by the NDC has been doctored and part of a scheme to discredit the AG and get a case against Atufosin dropped.
The attempt to selectively present facts without the whole is telling of the intentions of the third accused person. For the record, even in respect of what was played, it is apparent that there are repetitions, overlaps, incoherence, voiceover, in discussions, demonstrating that the NDC has spent these past days distorting whatever tape they played.
I will be bringing you more on this case where Dr. Kessel Atufosin is alleged to have caused financial loss of 2.37 million euros to the state in an ambulance deal. Moving on, the Speaker of Parliament, Alban Bagbin, has given former Special Prosecutor Martin Amidou a 7-day ultimatum to withdraw and render a personal apology to him as a Speaker and the Parliament of Ghana for statements he deems malicious and false. Mr. Amidou, in a recent publication, alleged the Speaker held a secret meeting with President Akufo-Addo in Dubai before he returned to Parliament for proceedings on the 2022 budget. The publication, according to the Office of the Speaker of Parliament, as part of an ongoing deliberation and an attempt to tarnish his reputation. Masol Agbagba joins me with details of the Speaker's statements. What's that?
Well, he said in the statement that, quote, Asiedu Nketiah and John Mahama, did yourself confessed corrupt Speaker of Parliament not meet the President in Dubai in 2021 before he returned to Parliament to turn a closed eye to his own determination that rejected the 2022 budget statement and economic policy of government? So it was based on this statement that the Speaker has issued this ultimatum.
So that's how this whole ultimatum started. But then what do we know about the statement?
Well, the Speaker is demanding an apology, a retraction, an apology by the former Special Prosecutor. He says that the failure of Mr. Amidou to adhere to this request would leave the Right Honourable Speaker to no other option than to take all steps necessary within his rights to vindicate his name.
Thank you very much, Max Olagbagba. Now, recent power outages being experienced in some parts of the country are taking a toll on private mosques in the Ashanti region. Some of them are struggling to preserve bodies with extended power cuts that often last more than 12 hours. Nana Buachi Yadom has more in this report.
The recent electricity woes have taken on a new urgency, posing unprecedented challenges for private morgues. The City Morgue is among several morgues in Kumasi bearing severe economic challenges as a result of the intermittent power cuts. Kwame Osueje is a mortician at the City Morgue Limited. The company is left to spend so much on fuel. The situation is affecting our business. Something must be done for us to benefit. The outages keeps the body dry, which is not what we expect. It is like losing the eyes on meat bought from the cold store. The bodies are infected and they are not well preserved when the light goes off. The situation presents grieving families with a difficult decision to hurriedly conduct funerals while adding additional stress, emotional torture, and significant monetary strains to their already challenging times. The bodies are not well kept due to the outages. Families get frustrated anytime they get here to see their bodies dry.
Moving on, the National Development Planning Commission has acknowledged its failure to get successive governments to implement previous development plans. According to Dr. Kujo Isia Mensah Brompa, Director General of NDPC, they have observed that rigid plans prescribing projects and actions will not survive under the current political dispensation. He, however, indicated the commission has learned from past mistakes and made adjustments to Vision 2057.
That this is a process we have initiated. There's a whole constitutional review process going on, and we have indicated the pertinence of looking at this year and making it practical. If it says 35(7) of our constitution says, as far as possible, okay, political parties are to continue programs and projects initiated by the previous political party. What is as far as possible? And this is what you need a constitutional instrument to define.
Now, there was outpouring of grief and tears during the burial of a three-year-old boy, Emmanuel Richard Mpoma, who was killed by a car driven by actor Kujo Nkansaluwin. The actor's car rammed into the boy's family car in Kumasi, leaving the father with broken legs. Lewing and others sustained injuries as to the premiere of his movie, A Country Called Ghana. Eyewitnesses reported that Lewing's car was traveling at top speed, veered off in its lane, leading to the collision. The boy was laid to rest yesterday, and his father tells, we are told that his father was devastated after watching the lifeless body of his son. The grandmother of the deceased, Victoria, also said the family plans to decide on the next line of action after the burial.
I'm in a lot of pain, and I'm worried because two cars were involved in the accident. But all the discussions have been centered around just one person. Nothing has been mentioned about the person who lost his life. The elders are going to meet and will communicate our decision soon.
And with that, we end the news at 6 with me, Hannah Odami. You find all these stories and more when you log on to myjoyonline.com. Thank you so much for joining us.